On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, boys and girls out there, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire. And I'll wait till Danny finishes coughing his brains out.
Hold on a second. All right.
Good. All right. This is where we fire questions off at each other, and you guys can play along at home and see if you can get all six of these questions right. And if you can do that, you're a freaking genius.
Tell them what they win, Johnny.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
You just get the satisfaction of answering six hard rock trivia questions that nobody could give a good darn about. I was going to say something else, but I wanted to clean it up a bit.
Okay, good.
These are PC times, you know. People freak out.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, so how about you start off with the questions?
Okay, question number one. Who is the current lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell you who the old lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It was... Oh, what the heck is that? I know the band. It's a 70s band. The guy had a great voice. It's like David something, right?
Who's David?
David Soul from Starsky and Hutch, no?
Oh, that was not it. Like, David...
It's not David Gates, because he was this lead singer of...
Bread. Coverdale.
I don't know. He's Whitesnake. It's David something, I think. Well, somebody will yell it out at us. I can't tell you who. So somebody that I would know is the lead singer of...
You might know. If you watched American Idol the first couple seasons.
Oh, I think I know this. Is it Bo Bice?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my Bice. God. Because he was a long hair.
Yeah, he was, but I saw him a few months ago. Blood, Sweat, and Tears came to Wilmington, and he was singing. I didn't know who it was at all until the very end of the show. They were done. They were going off stage introducing, and he's introducing everybody and goes, "We're Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and I am Bo Bice." I was like, what? And he was great.
It was probably first or second season?
I think it was the second or third. He lost to Carrie Underwood.
Well.
Yeah. Not something to really sneeze at, but he's the one that sang that Badlands song.
Oh, okay.
He sang Ella, and they like flipped out that he would do something so bold as to sing a song like that without any musical accompaniment.
Oh yeah, I mean I didn't watch that show that often much after that, but on Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I can name Spinning Wheel, but I couldn't tell you any other songs.
There's a few. Spill the Wine.
Yeah, but that's not a Blood, Sweat, and Tears song.
No.
That's the Animals in War. Well, that's the Animals. The guy who sang with the Animals in War.
But. Yeah. Eric Burton was the Animals in War.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. What was... They played for a little over an hour, and there were like four or five songs that I recognized, but... They did Spinning Wheel last.
Oh, like Feelings and Afternoon Delight and Muscular Love?
No, none of those.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Good one. I can't believe I pulled that on my rear. But
yeah, really. I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't.
I probably read it in People magazine or something like that. It's in the bathroom. My wife reads it, so I probably picked it up. I don't know.
He looked like Graham Bonnet. With the short hair, kind of spiked up a little bit.
Oh, okay. He's not the long hair anymore, huh?
No, definitely not long hair. No facial hair. Had glasses on, kind of like Well, like Grand Bonnet.
Like Grand Bonnet in 1979, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Since you've been gone.
Right.
All right. Cool. I didn't know that. All right. Here we go. My first question. I heard about this on Eddie Trunk's show on Sirius, and I was blown away because I didn't know this. And this is about Ronnie Montrose. Of course, he made the debut Montrose album in 1973 that everybody should own with Sammy Hagar, the first Montrose album.
Yeah, that's one of the 10 albums every rock fan should own. No question.
But before Montrose, he made his name with a solo singer in 1971. Can you name that solo singer?
Oh, man.
I can give you the song. Maybe that'll give it to you.
Okay.
Wild Night, 1971.
Wild Night.
It's still played on classic rock radio.
Yeah, Van Morrison?
Van Morrison. That is Ronnie Montrose playing guitar.
Really?
I had no freaking idea.
He must have been like 12.
No, I don't know. And Bill Church from Montrose was also part of that band. So those two guys went on to form Montrose.
Wow.
Go figure. And then after that, in the following year, Ronnie Montrose played on a huge number one song by the Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein.
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's videos of that. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, but it's always Rick Derringer playing, but on the album, it's Ronnie Montrose.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, had no idea.
Well, there you go.
And I can't stand Van Morrison for that.
Who knew? Well, now everybody that listens knows.
Yeah, all 12 of you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, question number two for you. Which guitarist has a PhD in astrophysics?
It's got to be Brian May.
That is correct.
More useless information we know.
Yeah. Can't remember your kid's name, but hey, we know who has astrophysics.
It's Max and somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some girl.
Yeah. She hangs around, eats our food.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number two is a doozy. You ready for this one?
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of four names. I'm going to ask you, what do these four people have in common? Way to get a load of these names. First name is Pekka Soriola, Trumpy Vaarunen, Jip Casino, and Nicholas Dingley. What do these four musicians have in common?
They played at your wedding.
No.
They are guitar players in Gorky Park.
No, they're not. Wow. All right, I'll give you a hint. The last guy, Nicholas Dingley, is more famously known as Razzle.
Oh, are these guys in Hanoi Rocks?
Very close. They're four guys who played drums in Hanoi Rocks.
Ah, okay. Jeez.
I know, that's a tough one. Anybody got that out of there? You're a freaking genius.
Yeah, really? Ooh. Are they all alive?
Because the first two names I never heard of. I would have gotten this third and fourth, but not the first two, so...
Jeez.
Yeah, all you Finnish guys out there, I'm sure you got that correct.
Yeah, we have a big following in Finland.
Yeah, love that place. I saw a documentary on black metal musicians in Finland, or black metal music, how popular that stuff is. I still can't believe it, but hey.
Yeah, up in Finland, Sweden, Norway, it's huge.
They love that stuff. Got to put on the, what do they call that, the makeup, they call it my gore makeup or corpse paint, they call it, the white stuff. Oh my god, they look so silly, but hey, they love it out there. So they're making a living. Great, but I don't get it. Hey,
whatever, not our cup of tea.
Nope.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, your turn, sir.
Question number three for you. You should get this one. Well, maybe, I don't know. Which Iron Maiden albums were recorded with Blaze Bayley on vocals?
Okay, it's two of them, isn't it?
Yep, there's two.
One of them is called the X Factor.
Yep.
And the other one, which I like better, and I cannot remember the name, but it has a song called The Klansman on it. I think it's a cool song. It's not about the Ku Klux Klan, it's about the Klans in what, the 1400s, 1500s. And I can't, is it Virtual 9 or something like that?
No!
Oh, close. Virtual 11.
Oh, God. Okay. Then,
well. Okay, that was one of Maiden's 10th and 11th albums.
Yeah.
Get that, it?
Now, that could be the 10 factor. Okay, well.
So there you go.
I was 2 out of 3. Not too bad.
Now you got it's close enough.
Yeah, I saw them on that tour with the Universal Amphitheater, which sadly is no longer here. It's now like some kind of ride. I just gutted it. But it was Dio opening, was great. And then Iron Maiden played this place, but about 5,600 people.
Wow.
And they went over like a lead balloon.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they played the classics, and you know, they got a good response, but anything off of the newer stuff, you hear booing. They'd finish a song and nobody.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, they didn't. It did not go over well.
Well, I think that's probably a big reason why Blaze was told to hit the streets, because he was going to be fired before Bruce came back anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't a great fit. I liked him and Wolfgang, but not in Maiden. Maiden didn't work.
Wolfgang.
Even though I do like some of those songs, it just, it's too different.
Bruce is a perfect fit.
I mean, they could have been great albums, and people just weren't going to get it. Even like Stroh and Van Halen, if they had made a better album, I still don't think they would have accepted them.
Yeah. I got to send you that Bruce Dickinson book anyway. By the way.
Oh, speaking of Sharon, did you see what he did with Joe Perry at the Roxy?
No.
Joe Perry had a show at the Roxy, and he did his new album, which is horrible, by the way. But he played a show in his band. You know, Gary Sharon sang lead vocals for the Joe Perry's solo band.
Really?
Yeah, but they also brought out a whole bunch of other people. Slash came out, and... They do a Train Kept a Rolling thing. It's great. Johnny Depp's up there playing, who's not that good actually, but he was part of it.
But he looks good.
I guess the girls like him, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Check out the Train Kept a Rolling video from the Roxy. It's good. Sharon sings. All right, and that brings us to my question, which I think you probably should get. If you don't, well, yeah, turn in your rock card.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, before joining Skid Row, Sebastian Bach was a singer in what band? It's a Canadian band. Or a Detroit band. Was that?
Before Skid Row. Oh, crap.
It was a band that had one album out, and he replaced their lead singer for a little bit. And you've definitely heard of this band. He had a couple girls in the band.
Gotta be Heart, then.
No, it was not Heart. Sebastian Bach was not in Heart.
No. I don't know.
Okay, the big song off that album, the video, was High in High School. You're high in high school.
Oh, I have heard that song, but I don't remember who sang it or who.
And the drummer later went on to be in Vixen.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, when I tell you the name of the band, you're going to go, I know that.
Yeah.
Ready?
I don't. Yeah.
Madam X.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, recently put out a new album.
Matt?
He replaced the lead singer of that band for a little bit until Skid Row guys tried him out and took him away.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that band wasn't that great.
No.
It wasn't
Skid Row were all a bunch of friends as kids and grew up together and all that, but. No.
You're high in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that song. I just had no idea who sang it. Which...
Yeah, Sebastian Bach never appeared on any of their albums either. So. So how did you fare? Were you 1 for 3? 2 for 3?
I think I was 1 for 3. Okay. I think you were 2.5 for 3.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah, it's a name of a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of mellow, kind of meatloafy.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a meatloaf for dinner. Who knows? All right, dude. That was pretty good.
Yeah, hopefully you're still recording.
I am. Well, let me look. I am still recording. Cool. It worked out. Woo! Right. And now I have to write an IEP tonight. Terrific. You don't know what an IEP is, but yeah, the right one. Maybe you do know what an IEP is.
No, I don't. Is that like a GPS report?
It's an individualized education plan for kids with special needs.
Okay. Way to go.
Woohoo. Yeah, I see anyway from three-year-olds to 8th graders now.
Okay.
It's a big difference what I used to do. It's actually, I'm actually quite enjoying it, actually. It's a lot of fun because, you know, they have such good attitudes at that young, so whatever I do, I pull out a parachute, they love it. I play music and run around in a circle, they love it. You know, yeah, so it's been pretty cool.
All right, way to go.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Alright, everyone in podcast land, time for a segment we called Intellectual Poetry, where we highlight the lyrics of a song without any of the melody, rhythm, anything like that. And if you play along at home, you'll realize how difficult this actually is. Without the melody, it's not the easiest thing in the world to pick out the song. So,
and if you're a couple boneheads like us, we don't pay attention to the lyrics anyway, except for the chorus. Yeah,
exactly. Living on a prayer.
Okay. Yeah, and when you get to your 50s, you really don't pay attention to much of anything.
Exactly.
It's like, where's my oatmeal?
Hey, it's Tuesday. I have oatmeal.
It hurts when I pee.
Okay, so, Mark, I'm going to read some lyrics here, and you got to tell me the name of the song and the artist.
I'll do my best.
Okay, here we go. Woo, all right. My heater's broken, and I'm so tired. I need some fuel to build my fire. The girl next door, her lights are out, yeah. The landlord's gone, I'm down and out. That's the first verse. Can you tell me anything about that?
Sounds like Kiss.
Okay, is that your answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Good, but I don't know the name of the song yet.
Okay. I can't, of course, go to the chorus, but I'll go to the second verse.
All right.
It's time to leave and get another quart around the corner at the liquor store. The cheapest stuff is all I need to get me back on my feet again. Do you know the name of the song? You can sing it in your head.
Yeah, right? I'm singing it. Is it Strutter?
No!
That is incorrect.
Oh, God. All right, go ahead, dude. Give me a little more. There's nothing else. Is it Deuce?
No! No!
No.
Oh, my God.
Right. It's that thing of the debut album that was released in 74.
Okay.
They still play it in concert.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I was singing it in my head, but I couldn't get to the chorus. Oh, my God. Say the start of the song again.
It's Cold Gin time.
Oh, God. Cold Gin.
Cold Gin.
Oh.
See, it's so easy when you know it, but when you don't know it,
I'm a total moron. I can't believe I missed that. I love that song.
And you're a Kiss head.
Yep. I got to turn in my Kiss card. I can't go on a Kiss cruise ever now.
Yeah, get your Kiss tattoo covered up. Yeah. With roses.
If I had a tattoo, that's okay.
Right.
All right, so you gave me an easy song that I definitely knew, and I blew it. I gave you the band, but I couldn't give you the damn lyrics. That was pathetic.
Like I said, it's not easy.
All right, sir. I got an intellectual poetry for you.
All right, bring it on.
I think this one's a little harder, but I know you've heard this song, and I know you know the artist. All right,
okay.
So here we go. Starts with, raise the flag, let it wave. Shoot them down to their graves. Yeah. Spread the news for all to hear. We've come to fight. Let's make that clear. You push too hard, you're going to fall. We got 50 million rockers. and we're all on guard. Yeah. What do you think?
Is that Ace Frehley?
No, it is not. All right. Your first clue is this song came out in 1984, and there's a video for it. Let me make sure.
Okay.
All right, we'll skip on because I don't want to give you a chorus. All right, it goes, "You're in the Middle East, and you'll be on your toes. We're bound to strike, everybody knows. Just tell your friends, the USSR, we're gonna crash that party, because you've gone too far." Yeah. What do you think?
Is it Tesla?
It is not Tesla. Tesla came out later than that. All right, your next clue is this guy has been the lead singer of a couple of bands, and he's also been a solo artist. He's got his own TV show. You ready for the next?
Okay.
Okay, it goes, "We don't like it. Oh, no. We can't make it stop. Oh, yeah. We don't take it. Come on. Let it rock."
Is it Sammy Hagar?
It is Sammy Hagar.
Is it VOA?
It is VOA. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, when's the last time you actually heard that song?
Oh, man. It's been a while, but it's a great song.
Yeah. VOA. Yeah, once I said that, you would have got it. That was the next step. Yeah, so if you, we got Cold Gin and VOA. Not too bad. If you like them, go out there and buy them.
Definitely.
And, good tunes. Hey, we didn't do too bad this week.
Nah.
Yeah, easy, we totally suck.
Hard Rockin' Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.